priority is in the job?
The priorities are to make sure that our foreign policy is organised in a way that best protects Britain's national interests, putting Britain's national interests at the very heart of everything we do. It's about preparing the ground for what will be a very important negotiation with our European Union partners on reform of the European Union ahead of a referendum after the next election, and continuing to pursue the prosperity agenda across the world.
You're widely regarded as a Eurosceptic. Are you someone who, do you think, if those negotiations don't go well, are prepared to pull Britain out of Europe?
Well, look, my job is, and I'm going to focus on making sure that we get a successful renegotiation with our European partners. I don't think the way to enter a negotiation is to start issuing threats. The way to enter a negotiation is to look for the areas where we do agree, and there are many issues where Britain is not isolated, where there are other members of the European Union that also understand the need for reform, and particularly understand the need for reform to allow the Eurozone and the non-Eurozone part of Europe to be able to work together. So I'm going to go into these discussions with the Prime Minister and the Chancellor in a very positive mindset, and I believe it will be possible to renegotiate significant change the way the European Union works.
Finally, a lot of women on the Cabinet, a lot more women on the Cabinet, but a lot of people saying still not enough.
Well, look, this is a work in progress. You have to grow talent in Parliament from the bottom up. We've got lots of extremely talented women in the Conservative Party, many of them now in ministerial roles. You can't just promote people immediately into the Cabinet, but that will come in time by natural progression as people gain experience. I think you are seeing a change to the composition of the top levels of the Conservative Party, but it is a work in progress.
Can I just ask you what you thought William Hague's achievements were in the office?
Well, William's done a remarkable job as Foreign Secretary, and I've seen the testimony to this myself as I've travelled around the world as Defence Secretary. He has literally put Britain back on the map. Countries that hadn't been visited by foreign secretaries for years have been getting regular visits. Parts of the world that thought Britain had disengaged and turned in on itself over the last 4 years have seen Britain re-engaging around the world, the Foreign Office resuming its role as one of the great powerhouses of international diplomacy. So he's done an incredible job for Britain, and now we have to take that forward and make this well-oiled machinery work in Britain's national interest for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.